And with a first look now at what it says in this morning's newspapers, here's Fiona Kelly.
The Irish Times and Irish News both lead today with Simon Coveney's warning to Boris Johnson that unilateral action on the Northern Ireland Protocol could damage the peace process. In advance of the British Prime Minister's visit to Belfast today, the Minister for Foreign Affairs also warned that the EU may be forced to respond with retaliatory action if the British government decides to walk away from the international agreement between the UK and the EU. The Belfast Telegraph also gives coverage to that story in its front page this morning. The Irish Examiner leads with the case, which is due before the High Court today, involving allegations that on board Planola's deputy chairman, Paul Hyde, had not declared a conflict of interest when he was involved in a large-scale planning decision in Cork City. Buyers on incomes of €100,000 will qualify for the government's new €60 million affordable housing scheme. That's the lead story in today's Irish Independent. Over in the front of the Irish Daily Mail, meanwhile, it's reported that Revenue is planning a crackdown on homeowners who have deliberately undervalued their properties. For its lead story, the Irish Sun reports on a proposal to make it harder to buy codeine-based medication over the counter in chemists. And the killing of 10 people in a supermarket in Buffalo in New York State on Saturday generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Mirror. The paper reports that 18-year-old Peyton Gendron, who is currently being held in police custody, published a 180-page manifesto filled with white supremacist rhetoric. The Irish Daily Star leads with a story about a meeting which took place in Dublin over the weekend between the US lawyer who was suing Daniel Kinahan and Colin Barr, whose son Michael was shot dead at the Sunset House pub in Dublin's North Inner City in April 2016. The Independent gives front page coverage to a story by Catherine Donnelly about how college students are being targeted in WhatsApp groups to sign up for paid essay writing and what she describes as other contract cheating services. Back in the front of the Times, Dublin City Council's chief executive Owen Keegan is quoted saying that the litter enforcement system in the city is ineffective and unproductive and that it puts council staff at a high risk of being attacked. The picture on the front of that paper, meanwhile, is of a 2,700-berth cruise liner being tied up over the weekend at the Deepwater Quay in Cove. The Independent runs with a striking image in its front page of a razorbill seabird landing on a cliff on Ireland's Eye off the coast of North Dublin, taken by Fran Veal. And finally, if you're looking for a heartwarming picture this morning, turn to the back page of The Examiner, where you'll find Dan Linehan's shot of one-year-old Molly McCabe Murphy as she makes the acquaintance of two extremely cute dogs at the annual vintage tractor and car run at Courtbrack, County Cork. Puppy love is the caption there.